The original research article entitled "6-Week Supplementation with Creatine in ME/CFS, a Magnetic Resonance Spectroscopy Feasibility Study at 3 Tesla," was authored by Godlowska and Sylvester et al. From the University of Oxford in the UK. It was published in Nutrients on the 30th of September 2024. Creatine is a nutrient molecule that aids in replenishing intracellular energy in the form of ATP and is essential in the energy-demanding brain tissue. Importantly, creatine also bolsters mitochondrial functioning, which is disrupted in ME/CFS. This study is the first to investigate the effects of oral creatine supplementation on brain creatine concentration and the relationship between brain creatine concentration and ME/CFS clinical symptoms. 14 patients diagnosed with ME/CFS, Fukuda criteria, participated in the study. The regimen consisted of 16 grams of creatine monohydrate ingested orally daily for 6 weeks. The dosage and treatment length were chosen based on studies in other conditions, as they were deemed likely to increase brain creatine levels. Before starting and on the last day of supplementation, participants underwent magnetic resonance spectroscopy of 2 brain regions, the pregenual anterior cingulate cortex and the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. The pregenual anterior cingulate cortex is understood to be integral to information association, and the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex is responsible for executive functioning and working memory. Both regions are suspected to be compromised in ME/CFS. A hand grip strength test, symptom ratings and cognitive function, reaction time, working memory, and inhibitory control, tests were also undertaken before and after treatment. Of the 11 patients who completed the study, there was a significant increase in creatine levels in the pregenual anterior cingulate cortex and dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. There was also a decrease in fatigue and reaction time, as well as improved recall and increased hand grip strength. Among these, greater creatine levels in the pregenual anterior cingulate cortex and dorsolateral prefrontal cortex correlated with reduced reaction time and improved recall, respectively. The findings are consistent with the sparse literature of creatine supplementation in long COVID and related diseases like fibromyalgia. Although this study is limited by its small sample size and lack of a control group, the authors suggest that it serves as a precedent for future investigations into creatine and other notable regions of the brain.